Oh, hi there. You really shouldn't sneak up on someone like that. I could very well have hurt you, you know. Mind your tongue, human. We elves are much more dangerous than we look. You should keep that in mind. Anyway, let me introduce myself. My name is Love. I live in the elven village down in the valley. And who might you be? Oh, a hunter. Well, you must not be very good, hunter, seeing as you're not carrying home any game. I would hope that you're not the only hunter in your settlement. Tell me, hunter, where do you live? I've never been there. Actually, I've never been to a human village at all. If we travel, we mostly only go to the north and the villages along the way. We go there once in a while to sell some excess produce and to purchase things we cannot make ourselves. So, what do you do for fun where you live? That does not sound like much fun. To be honest, my village is not very fun either. It's all about work and upholding traditions. That's why I'm out here in the forest. I can be myself here. I can just wander around with no particular goal in mind. Or for any reason. Well, yes, I do help around at home during the day. I spin yarn and help around at the brewery. Yes, our village is known for our good ale. You should come and try it sometime. But I would much rather do something else. Something that would allow me to be out in the forest. Hey, I've got a great idea. You could teach me how to hunt. Would you let me try your bow? I'm way stronger than I look. I could easily draw two of those bows at the same time. Please? Come on, hand it over. I'll show you, human. Did you not know that archery is in our blood as elves? Alright, so how do I do this correctly? Okay. I'll bow up, and... I'm fine. Easy. Woo, I did it. And I hit right where I wanted to. Yep, that's exactly where I meant to shoot it. Yes, right there. Well, maybe I'll be the first elven hunter to hunt earthworms. You're not one to talk. Where is your deer? Not even a tiny little rabbit. No, I think one arrow is enough for today. The string kind of scratched up my arm a little bit. Say, would you like to play a game instead? It's easy. We both balance on either end of this log, and then we walk towards each other and try to get the other one to fall off. Okay, ready? And go! That was easier than I thought. Should you not be quick and steady on your feet as a hunter? Alright, I'll give you another chance. This time, try to push me off. That's how you win, remember? Ready? 3, 2, 1, go. Hey, you're not allowed to pull me down with you. I had a soft landing, at least. Yep, I'm comfortable. Are you? Good. Wow, your ears are so tiny and round. Can I feel them? Wow, can you hear anything with these little things? Well, I don't know. All humans could be reading lips for all I know. Hey, let's get up. I want to take you somewhere. Come on, take my hand. We're not going far. I'm taking you to see this old statue or monument I found carved into the rock face. Oh, you're glad you met me? Well, I guess maybe I feel the same. But why? Yeah, I guess it would get lonely, spending that much time away from home. We're almost there. Here it is. Isn't it beautiful? All the fine details and the size of it. I have no idea how old it is, but I would imagine it's pretty old. The inscriptions are very old elvish, but from what I've gathered, I think it's supposed to depict a goddess of harvest or love. You think she looks like me? So, does that mean you think I'm beautiful too? Are you flirting with me, Hunter? At this most holy place? Well, I guess you look pretty good too. For a human. Anyway, we should head back now before it gets too dark. Wait, where will you be spending the night? Oh, so you were about to set up camp when you found me? Do you really have shelter packed away in that teeny tiny little knapsack of yours? You prefer to sleep under the night sky? Even if that sky is pouring rain down on you? Yes, it is going to rain. Can't you tell? The stitchwort has closed its leaves, and I've not seen a single bee nor butterfly since noon. You're really not a very good hunter at all. Fear not, my silly little human. You can come with me to our village. There's a barn there where travelers often rest their heads for the night. Come along. Don't worry, the owners won't mind. There's nothing of value in there for someone to steal. Just hay, some rusty old scythes, and some lumber, maybe. Here we are. You should be able to get cozy in here. Oh, you want me to tuck you in, do you? How have you survived by yourself this long will forever be a mystery to me. Fine. There. Snug as a bug in a very itchy rug. Anything else? A kiss? May I remind you that we have not known each other for a day even. But I'll think about it. I should rest my legs a bit before heading home. Scoot over a bit. Yeah, I'm comfortable. How are you? You should be, since I tucked you in so well. Is that the rain I hear now? I'll be drenched and cold if I go out there now. Guess I'll have to stay here for the night. No, my family won't worry. It's not the first time I've been caught out in the rain. I've slept in here before, too. They know I always turn up. No, I didn't forget about your little request. All right, close your eyes. There. Was that everything you hoped it would be? More kisses? Human, I give you my little finger, and you take my whole hand. Fine. Now, did that sate your thirst? Let's get ourselves some rest, human. You have yet to feed your village, remember? Give me some of that blanket, will you? Yes, it is warmer sleeping together like this. Good night, human.